get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
And this is where America talks golf every Sunday, 52 weeks a year. Tee to Green, the golf show, coming your way from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie with Jerry Butenhoff. Welcome. Thanks for making Tee to Green part of your weekend. And what a weekend it is. Autumn is in full bloom, and we hope you find time to get in some good fall golfing this weekend or this week. On the show today, the longest hitters in the world are gathered in the high desert in Mesquite, Nevada, for the annual REMAX Long Drive World Championship. They began a few days ago, and they'll wrap up this coming Thursday with the semifinals and the finals. We've got one of the longest and best with us today, two-time world long drive champion, Jamie Sadowski. He's only 5'11", 165 pounds, but he consistently hits it over 400 yards, and he'll tell us his secret today here on Tee to Green. Later in the hour, from the Ladies Tour, the LPGA Tour, European star Anna Nordqvist, two-time LPGA Tour winner, will join us. She's from Sweden, and she's also a two-time European Solheim Cup team member. She'll be here to talk about her 2012 season and her prospects for next year, for making next year's European Solheim Cup squad. The Solheim Cup comes to Colorado next August, and she was here recently to take a look at the Colorado Club. That's the course just outside of Denver, where the Solheim Cup will be held next year. And we track down Anna Nordqvist. You'll hear her today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Want you to stop by and check out our brand new website, teetogreenradio.com, with our new Facebook page. Stop by, say hello. Tell us you like us. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, teeing it up next with World Long Drive champion Jamie Sadowski as we continue from the Broadmoor worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. It'll go in.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Discover is announcing that from now through December, you'll get 5% cash back everywhere you shop, including online and at department stores on up to $1,500 in purchases. From holiday shopping to sports tickets and everything else, like NFL and NBA tickets for your favorite teams or any of your holiday gift needs for friends and family. It's easy. All you have to do is go to discover.com and sign up for 5% or call 1-800-DISCOVER. That's 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover.
It's Tita Green. This segment of the show brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Director, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years, preparing for the next 100. That's Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs, online at www.swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, with another edition of Tee to Green on a beautiful fall weekend. One of the most handy tools you can have these days, Jerry, whether at home or on the golf course, is a leaf blower.
Yes, that's true. Is it just me, or haven't I noticed the last couple of years, but it is gorgeous in Colorado right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
it certainly is.
I've been doing a little hiking the past few days and stuff, and it's about as good as it gets out there right now. Got to play some golf up at Green Valley up in Denver, where they have all the Colorado Opens, and I can see why they have them up there. You know, they've got some wetlands around there. Some of the nicest-looking ponds I've seen on a golf course anywhere in years.
Sure, rub it in. You knew I couldn't make it on
well,
Thursday.
Well, that's not my fault. You had that option, but you chose to skip it. So
I saw a guy with a leaf blower just out the back door here a few minutes ago, blowing off the 18th green here at the Broadmoor East course. And all the leaves have turned, and they're blowing off the gold leaves these days instead of just the regular colored leaves. Back in August, geez, it seems like it was just a couple of weeks ago, and it's already a couple of months back. We were in Denver for the Mile High Long Drive Championship, and with the Long Drive Remax World Championship going on this weekend, we did an interview back in August, and we thought we'd save it for you and play it back during this week because it happens to be with a guy who is a two-time world long driving champion, Jamie Sedlowski. He's only 24 years old. And the amazing thing about this guy, he hits left-handed, by the way. He's 5'11", 165, and he bombs the ball over 400 yards consistently. And it's amazing because all of the other guys out there are just monsters. And then Jamie comes along looking like their caddy and beats him. But we did have a chance to catch up with Jamie Sedlowski, who is in Mesquite, Nevada, with the rest of the Long Bombers this weekend for the RE/MAX World Long Drive Championships. And here's our interview from August with Jamie Sedlowski. One of the stars of Long Drive, and he joins us right now to talk about his career. And, Jamie, how you doing? How's your season been so far?
It's been good. It's been busy, but busy is good, so we can't complain.
Now, you're one of these guys who not only does long drive, but you played some of the mini tours, I guess you might say?
Yeah, I've played a Canadian tour event this year, and then I'll play my second web.com event, so kind of fiddle around a little bit with that. But, you know, it's obviously not the focus. Hitting it hard is the focus, and that's the time of the year now where we got to get the speed going, and it's time to hit it hard.
So you're kind of in between there, aren't you?
Yeah, I kind of fiddle around with it a little bit. We've been fortunate to get a few sponsor exemptions into the Nationwide last year and web.com this year, so anytime you can, you know, play a little bit and get that kind of exposure, it's good. So we've been fortunate that way.
What's that transition like? You're using, I'm guessing, a 47 or 48-inch driver here, and then you're going to a tour event where you're down to 43 or 4. How do you make that transition, and how hard is it?
You know, it's all about precision when you get out there on tour. So for me, the golf course in Boise, it's not real long track, so I don't need to hit a lot of drivers, a lot of 3 irons off the tee box. But again, it's two different golf swings. You're trying to connect the dots when you're playing, hit it and find it. And then out here, I mean, obviously you're just trying to hit it as far as humanly possible, and you have 6 chances to do so. So it's, you know, it's a different strategy, different mentality, and at the same time, it's a different golf swing. So
you're dialing it way back then.
We're definitely not trying to hit it, you know, 450 yards out there. It's more just keeping it in the short stuff and making putts.
So even though you're dialing it back, what's a typical drive on a tour, in a tour event for you?
You know, last year I think I averaged about 370 yards. That was dialing it back.
Is that with a fairway wood or a real driver?
That was with a 45-inch driver,
okay.
But a little different golf swing again, just trying to smooth it out there so we can find it and hit the next one.
So for our listeners out there, how big are you?
We're 5'11", 165 pounds.
5'11", 165 pounds. You hit a golf ball today, almost 440 yards. How in the hell do you do that?
Again, you don't need to be big to hit it far. Flexibility is kind of my secret. You know, if you're flexible and can create speed, then you can hit it far. So, yeah, it's definitely not just a big man's game anymore. You see all types of different body types out here, and obviously your big guys are your strong guys, and your smaller guys are the guys with good technique and can create a lot of speed.
Were you always the guy able to hit a golf ball a long ways?
Yeah, I mean, since I've been probably 12 years old, I've always been able to create a lot of speed and hit it a long way, and just kind of ran into the Remax World Long Drive Championships when I was 15, and, you know, been doing it ever since, so I've been pretty fortunate that way.
So you started long drive as a junior long drive.
Yeah, won 2 junior world championships in 2005, 2006, and then won 2 open division championships in 2008, 2009, so it's been a career worth since 2007. I've been doing it full time as a career, traveling, doing 50 corporate outings a year and some different other stuff that, you know, is a full-time job for me.
Having fun?
Yeah, there's a lot worse things you can be doing for a living, so I'm pretty fortunate that way.
Do you see maybe there coming a time where you have to decide between one or the other?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously this sport's very hard on your body. I've been, you know, pretty lucky not to have any serious injuries, and I kind of want to give playing a shot before any of that comes to play, and I'm still young at 24. I mean, I can still got some room to go try and play at least, but at the same time, when you're successful at something, you don't really want to totally walk away from it, but eventually, you know, we're going to probably give it a go.
Do you have a time frame kind of in your mind on when you need to really make this decision, or are you still kind
of
playing with that as
it
goes?
Yeah, just kind of playing with it. I mean, there's all types of different opportunities we've come across, and you know, getting a couple sponsor exemptions, obviously making the cut in Boise last year was kind of an eye-opener. Just, you know, haven't played competitive golf since I've been 16 and go down there and play fairly well, and kind of opens your eyes up, but it's something that you got to pick one. There's no doing both.
Jamie Sitlowski is with us from the Long Drive Association. Jamie, competition is competition. How much different is it in a tour event versus doing something like this? You have to adjust your mental frame of mind a lot?
Yeah, like you're talking comparison golf to long drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, here you're just trying to hit it as far as humanly possible. You got 6 shots to do so. So if you hook 3 right, hit 2 right, 2 left, and you kill 1, you're in good shape. You do that on tour and you're going to shoot about 95. So, you know, you got to kind of plot your way around when you're playing golf. And, you know, there's a little bit of strategy to long drive as well. You know, I've always been a guy that kind of starts with a number and you try to build from it. That way, if you need some extra gas, you can, you know, it's there. So judging off what I've seen and conditions and all that, I've kind of got a number of what I think I'll need. And, you know, once I kind of get to that number, then it's obviously you're trying to go for broke and set the mark even higher.
Just about all golfers, even at the recreational level, one of the important things is like a pre-shot routine and everything. Do you have that in the long drive as well as when you're playing a competitive round?
Yeah, I think they're different. But again, I'm the type of guy that doesn't overthink things. You know, you put the practice in, so when you get in that moment, you know you can do it, and you've put the practice in to be able to pull the trigger and not have any doubts. And, I mean, it's the same thing as long drive. I just kind of stand behind it, look at the target. You know, I'm not thinking golf swing. I'm just thinking, okay, let's start that ball there and make it stop there, and that's kind of what I've done. You know, golf's a lot of the same thing.
And overthinking in golf generally gets you in trouble anyway, doesn't it?
Well, golf's hard enough. Don't overthink it. That's the best tip I can give all you amateurs out there. Don't overthink it and don't play slow.
Yeah, there you go.
Any goals you got for yourself as far as long drive goes?
Yeah, I mean, I've got 2 world championships. Obviously, I'd love to win as many as I can. But every year, you know, you have one big tournament a year to win, and everything's got to kind of fall into place to make that happen. So, you know, obviously I want to win as many world championships as possible, and that's kind of the goal.
Big difference in the mindset in a regular tour event versus when you get to Mesquite for the Worlds?
Yes and no. I mean, you always want to win. You try to prepare so you can win. You know, when those lights usually flick on, it's kind of a little different feeling for me. I kind of go numb. And, you know, there's a little bit of that here. Obviously, you know, you always want to win and you want to do everything to win. So it's yes and no.
Would you compare this to a lot of Olympic-type athletes, you know, like they have a world championships in track and swimming, and a lot of those players try to peak towards those times? Would you consider,
yeah,
you know, the same 100%. Thing here for the Worlds?
Yep. 100%. I mean, I usually don't compete throughout the year because I'm so busy with corporate stuff and outings and stuff like that, but you always want to get those competitive juices flowing because you can't just sit on the range and hit balls. You know, it just doesn't. You got to get in the moment and kind of test yourself, and I like to do it once or twice a year before I get to Worlds and make sure, you know, the training I have been doing is working, and judging off the numbers, you know, I'm hitting it fairly well. So you always want to make sure that leading up to the event you're doing everything right, and if you have to go back after this and make some adjustments, you will. But, you know, it's kind of a test on your body and also on equipment for me, make sure everything's dialed in.
Jamie Sladlowski, two-time world long driving champion. Swing speed, by the way, 148 miles per hour. We'll talk about that. We'll talk more about the World Long Drive Championships when we come back to Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, wondering what our swing speed is on a good day with the wind behind us.
Slightly more than half that.
Hopefully. We'll come back to the Broadmoor Resort after a timeout here. This is Tee to Green, worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the Tax Doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123, 800-631-9123, 800-631-9123.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Today I want to talk to you about course strategy and course management club selection. You hit the ball and say you're 200 yards out. Your lie will dictate everything. I always want you to take a look at the lie first. If you've got a good lie, your expectations can go up and so can your options. Having said this, I want you to advance the ball. If that means you have the best chance of advancing a 7-iron over a 3-wood, hit the 7-iron. Golf is about momentum. You have to keep advancing the ball. Assess the lie first. Pick out a club that you know you can hit down the fairway where you can find it and hit it again to a more manageable part on the golf course. Very, very important.
For more on hitting the ball better off the tee or off the fairway, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
Got some good advice for you for all your repair and remodeling needs. It's at your service. There's no job too small or too big. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or shoot him an email at atyourservice@hotmail.com. At your service, more than a handyman. Coming up, Anna Nordqvist, Swedish LPGA star, joins us today on Tee to Green. We talked last segment. We heard from Jamie Sadlowski from the RE/MAX World Long Drive Championship, which is going on in Mesquite, Nevada. They started this week, Jerry, and it continues through this weekend, some festivities today, and then they get to the real nitty-gritty, and they get to the semifinals and finals in the senior and the open championship divisions on Thursday. ESPN3 will televise those live. And then late December, ESPN and ESPN2 will be carrying the repeat of those broadcasts as well. That's right around Christmas.
Yes, they always do that right around Christmas time. Jamie, by the way, the day we talked to him, made the final at the Denver event, but left a little bit disgusted because, as he talked about, you have 6 shots in each round, and he went 0-for in that last round. He didn't put one in play, and so he left a little dejected that day.
I think his long one that he put in play that day was something like 444?
439, as I recall, or something like that. Yeah, in that
vicinity. A mere 439.
Yeah, you know, a short par four for him.
Now, they did start this week. We got a few results they've crowned already. They've crowned a few champions in Mesquite. Swedish long drive star Sandra Carlberg earned her second straight world title and set a record, too. How far do you think she blasted the ball?
Let's see. She can whack it out there. I don't know what the conditions were. 312.
Her winning drive, record-setting, 339 yards.
339.
339. Right. And joining her as champions in the Legends division, this is 60 and over, David Brinker. David Brinker hit the ball 300. Let's see. David Brinker hit the ball 330 yards to win the Legends Division Championship. Jack Crutchfield, the Grand Champions Division, that's 55 and over. His winning drive, 354 yards. And in the Super Seniors, that's 50-plus. Eric Jones, 369 yards, his best drive. He topped Mike Barbarossa
by 3 yards to win his
second
championship there.
Good thing I didn't enter because I would have been just behind them, I think.
Yeah. As we said, the competition continues through Thursday, this Thursday, when ESPN3 will broadcast the finals of the Open Division and Senior Division. And that starts at 5 o'clock Eastern time. It goes 5 to 7 Eastern time this Thursday. So if you can get ESPN3, you can check it out. That's when our good buddies Carl Walter and David Mobley will defend their titles. Carl is the defending champion in the Open Division, and Mobley is the defending champion in the Senior Division. The Open Division winner gets $150,000 in bragging rights as the longest golfer in the world.
You know, when they started that, what's that go back about 30 years or so now, it was kind of this one-day, two-day deal. It takes like 8 days now of competition to weed through everybody and get to those final events and everything.
Yeah, they started this past Wednesday, and they're going to wrap up this coming Thursday. Of course, the weekend, there's all sorts of festivities, and they got a champion's dinner and a banquet and stuff like that going on this weekend, entertainment. It's a big deal in Mesquite, and we're going to see if we can't get ourselves out there one of these years and do the show from there. We've been invited to go out there. We just couldn't put it all together this year, but it's kind of fun when we go to Denver and see it on a little bit of a lesser scale. It's a one-day competition up there for the Mile High Championship. And the part of the fun thing about covering this kind of golf and these particular people, they're great people.
Oh, they have a lot of fun. A
lot of personality and just fun to talk to.
And like Jamie said, all kinds of body types. You know, you got a little wiry guy like him who's 5'11", 165. And then, you know, there's some big, beefy 6'5", 6'6", 8 guys out there, mm-hmm. You know, that got muscles coming out of their muscles and everything too. But, you know, it's like just about every sport, technique and timing has a lot to do with things more so than your body type or size or whatever.
By the way, one more note on Jamie Sadlowski. He's a two-time champion. He's only 24 years old. Jason Zubak has 5 world long drive championships. He's probably one of the best known long drivers ever. And one of Jamie's goals is to win more than 5 and beat Zubak's record.
Well, and the reason that Jamie, you know, made such a splash is he won one when he was 20 years old.
Yeah.
Won his first, you know, open title, which, you know, kind of got some notice.
Yeah, but the lure of regular tour golf may take him away from long drive. That's what he talked about in the interview.
Well,
he's got a decision to make.
Well, sure, and his career would be longer as a regular golfer if he's able to, you know, hone his game enough to be successful and everything. Speaking of tour golf, the PGA has announced this week that they have purchased the Canadian Tour.
I saw that, yes.
Yeah, and so they're going to rebrand it and give it some sort of new name that I didn't write down and didn't remember, but the PGA of America will run the Canadian Tour right now. I don't know if that will lead to a couple more events in Canada down the road, depending on, you know, sponsorship and money, and if some current sponsors or some current tournament locations fall off the chart or the schedule or something like that. But it'll kind of be interesting to watch that, and certainly good for North American golf, I think, really. You know, the Canadian Tour will certainly have an influx of cash that they didn't have before, and so that could be good for everybody, and good for the golf fans, I think, up in Canada, too.
Yeah, they'll get to see more than just the Canadian Open, maybe, every year.
Exactly right. Ken Venturi going to go into the Hall of Fame as the, what category is? The Lifetime Contributor or Lifetime Achievement category. So always good. It was always good to watch. When he and Summerall were doing the golf on CBS, that was some pretty good viewing back
mm-hmm.
then.
Yeah,
they did a really good job together. Want to back up to last week real quickly, too, for our listeners that either were with us or that are just tuning in today. We're talking to Tina Ghirarduzzi from the Coeur d'Alene Resort, and we didn't have time to discuss this, but if you go the Island Green there, which is a real island, and they can move, adjust the distance and everything, there's a really cool YouTube video. And if you go to Coeur d'Alene Island Green or Coeur d'Alene Resort, you can probably even type in Idaho Island Green because Coeur d'Alene is kind of hard to spell. But there's about a 5-minute video that talks about the just a little bit about the course and then about that island green. And the course superintendent takes the camera people down underneath the bulkhead of the green and takes you underneath the putting surface where all the mechanical contraptions are to run this thing.
Interesting.
And what they do to adjust the green in and out and that sort of thing. And it is a real green. I mean, they have to go out and mow it. There's 18 inches of soil underneath the green, and it's real fascinating. So if you go online to YouTube and look up Coeur d'Alene Resort, it's about 5 minutes long. Very fascinating stuff.
I was telling somebody about that this week, and if you are a golfer, your bucket list has to be to play that island green in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Pretty good. Yeah. And the owner of the resort talks about, you know, how he had to work with Scott Miller, because Scott Miller wasn't really for this at all.
Really?
But they got it to work, and now it's a big thing, and it draws a lot of people to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, who maybe wouldn't go there otherwise.
Yeah. Maybe there's a trip in our future to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. What do you think?
We've got open invitations to so many places, we might as well start taking advantage of them eventually.
Let's start right there. Think we'll have to pay?
I don't know. I hope not.
Anna Nordquist, next on Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, Scott Cuddy, our producer from the Broadmoor, Colorado Springs. Be right back.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. I want to talk to you today about a simple pitch shot, and I want you to be able to come back to this shot time and time again, whether you have a good lie or a bad lie, whether the pitch is of 50 yards or 25 yards or 70 yards. I want you to put the ball right in the middle of your stance, get your knees bent, and I want you to practice swinging your arms. The arm swing is very, very important. Think of hands on a clock. Practice going 10 to 2. 9-3, 8-4, your backswing should mirror your follow-through. And always try to get a little air underneath your right heel when you finish, particularly on uphill shots or shots out of the rough where the club face is going to grab a little bit through impact. This will ensure momentum through the shot, proper distance control, and also accuracy, because the club face will likely shut if you're decelerating through the shot.
For more on how to get the ball up and down, visit tee2greenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
The show by golfers for golfers, Tee to Green. This segment of the show, Tee to Green, brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. Online, www.swan-law.com. Well, you know, next year, in August of next year, the Solheim Cup, that's the female version of the Ryder Cup, the best American lady golfers versus the best Europe has to offer, will be coming to Colorado. And Jerry and I are excited about that because A, we'll be able to watch it, and B, because between now and then, a lot of the female golfers who potentially could make both the American squad and the European squad are coming out to Colorado to get a look at the Colorado Club. That's the course in Parker, Colorado, where the event's going to be held. And that's kind of fun when they do come out because we get to talk to them.
It is. They've been out. Captains and some players have been here a couple of times already. And this will be the first team event that I've ever attended, so I'm looking forward to it. You know, a lot of the local people that we've talked to that have been to Ryder Cups or Solheim Cups or what have you say, it's you know, something everybody should do if one of those team events is in your area. And little pressure in the U.S. women to some degree. The men were unable to hold serve at home last month in the Ryder Cup, and the women trying to get the cup back from Europe on the home turf too. So they've got some work cut out for them.
One of the ladies trying to make the European squad was recently in Parker, Colorado, Anna Nordqvist of Sweden, who came out and won her first professional tournament. Happened to be a major. She won the 2009 LPGA Championship in Maryland, and she is a two-time member of the Solheim Cup. She competed for Europe in 2009 and 2011, and we got a chance to catch up with Anna Nordqvist.
One of the players looking to make the European team for next year's Solheim Cup is with us right now, Anna Nordqvist. Hi, Anna. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
You got a chance to get out and look at the course a little bit. What do you think?
I'm very excited about it, and I get to drive around it this morning, and I think it's the perfect course for match play. It has a variety of, you know, holes you can go for, holes you have to play a little bit more conservative. So I think I'm really amazed with the course, and I just can't wait to work hard in the next couple months and hopefully be back here in a year.
Are you pretty familiar with match play? Do you play more of it in Europe than here in the U.S.?
Yeah, we do. I mean, when we grew up, a lot of the amateur tournaments like Girls British Open, British Amateur, the European Team Championships, it's all pretty much match play. So I've got quite a bit of experience and a little bit of success growing up in match play. So I think it's a great way to play, and I absolutely love it.
A lot of times you'll see people take a little more risks in match play. Is that one of the toughest things, knowing when to really pull that trigger and when to kind of dial back a little bit?
Yeah, I think the tough part is, you know, if you're up a couple at the end, you know the other player has nothing to lose, so you can kind of expect to see like ship-ins or like putts made that you normally wouldn't see. So I definitely think match play brings out the best in many players.
You're familiar with American golf. You went to college here in the United States, so it's like none of this is going to be strange to you. One of the things that you're going to have to do is come to the United States and win the cup on American soil. And if that happens, that'll be the first time. How much pressure is there, or do you feel any pressure?
Definitely pressure playing in a Solheim Cup team. I mean, I think that's what's so fun about it, and what, that's the challenge too. You know, you play for your country and you play for your, you know, your teammates. So it definitely brings a little bit more pressure to it. But knowing that Europe has never won on U.S. soil, I think that just brings a little bit more spark to all the European players when they come and play in the U.S. I was fortunate to get on the 2009 team in Chicago as a rookie, and I quite didn't know what to expect, even though I went to watch two Solheim Cups before. But, you know, obviously a lot of people is going to root against the Americans. So in a way, I feel like we're defending the cup, but at the same time, I don't think we have much to lose.
What did you learn from your last experience at the Solheim Cup?
It was great getting to play on European soil and, you know, like walking up to the first tee and cheering, hear all the cheerings and the songs, and, you know, you just take part of that atmosphere. It's, you know, you can't even describe it. I've learned a lot, you know, how to handle pressure, and I think match play brings out the best in me at times, and you play like alternate shot and best ball, and, you know, you just feel like you want to give it your all every shot. So I think so much intensity and so much heart into it, so it just keeps reminding me, you know, all this hard work we do day in and day out is so worth it, you know, just to walk up to that first tee and, you know, be prepared for it.
You've got fellow countrymen as your leaders here for next year, led by Lisa Lott Neumann. It's been well documented that Sayri Park kind of set off the South Korean explosion in women's golf. For a younger Swedish gal like you, did people like Lisa Lott and Annika Sorenstam, were they kind of the inspiration for you as a youngster then, the same way that the Koreans looked at Sayri?
Absolutely. You know, I think it was a little bit more extreme in Korea with Sayri Park and how that culture is. But definitely, you know, I think Lisa Lott started a little bit of a Swedish era when she won the U.S. Open. And then, obviously, Annika, just seeing her dominate and, you know, coming from Sweden and with the same opportunities and stuff like that. So I think that's really inspired and motivated a lot of young Swedish girls to make it over here and give college a chance. I was fortunate to have a lot of, you know, other good Swedish players play with growing up, and a lot of them made it over here. A lot of them went back, but it still created so many opportunities. So it's going to be great to have Annika on the team again, and Karin Cox, you know, her spirit is unbelievable, and her Solheim Cup record is amazing. So I think it's just great to have a little bit of a Swedish power in the team. For
be more
time.
Than a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the Solheim Cup, which is just a little under a year away now, but your season on the LPGA Tour, let's talk about that. Are you pleased? Are you satisfied?
It's been a very consistent year, I would say. I probably have more top tens this year than I've had any other year. So I think I'm working on good stuff to go in the right direction. Haven't really had a top. Obviously not a win in a couple of years, and I'm really working hard towards that, and that would spice up my year a little bit. And obviously we get a lot of tournaments left, but I feel like it's been very consistent. A lot of parts of my game is coming together. My putting has been letting me down a little bit this year, but something I'm working on, and I'm happy where I'm at, and this hoping to be here is giving me a little bit more inspiration to work even harder for next year, and hopefully that will help me even at the end of this year.
We asked Stacey Lewis about this, but in Canada, 15-year-old amateur comes out and beats everyone and wins the Canadian Open. Your thoughts?
I mean, there's no really any words to it. You know, I watched a little bit of her domination at the USAM, and then she just absolutely came out and knocked everyone off. You know, like, it's unbelievable to watch. And, you know, I talked a little bit to Stacey about it, you know, because she obviously played with her the last round. And I thought I played pretty good. I was a couple under par, you know, making the turn, but there was nothing to do. You know, she kept making birdies when she had to. And the way she handled that pressure, it's really impressive. And I think she has a bright future to look forward to.
Is it scary? Do you sit back now and go, boy, I got to dial my game up a little bit now? They're 15 years old and they're coming out here and winning.
I look back to when I was 15. I've been playing golf for 2 years and I wouldn't even sniff the LPGA Tour. I barely make it out of the club competition. It's inspiring, and I think they push everyone harder. You got to get better every year. The competition is getting stronger and stronger. Obviously, now there's a lot more younger girls out there, so you definitely have to be on your toes, and that really shows how tough it is to win. So it motivates me to get better, and you know, I have to step it up to the next level to hold the trophy too.
Do you have to worry about focusing a year out to the Solheim Cup versus what you have left in the LPGA season?
No, I mean, I think it's all part of not a journey, I would say, but you set goals throughout your career, and definitely Solheim Cup 2013, and it's a big goal of mine, and I want to be tip-top shape for the tournament. So yeah, you want to work hard to that one, but then you have a lot of things along the way, but it all comes together. Like, in order to get better to 2013, you got to get better, you know, for the rest of the season too.
If you take care of business between now and then, that takes care of itself. If you play well enough and automatically make the team.
Yeah, I mean, all I can focus on is try to get better every day and work hard and be as prepared as I can and do everything I can to make the team and hopefully make the team and come as prepared as possible and, you know, be ready to go next year.
Hannah, thanks for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll see you next year at the Solheim Cup.
Yeah, hopefully. Thank you so much.
That's Anna Nordqvist. She is taking care of business this year. Jerry, she's got a really good chance of making the Solheim Cup again next year. If she follows up in 2013, which she's done this year, she's played 22 events. She's made 20 cuts. No top threes, but 7 top 10 finishes. Her best finish this year was 5th, and she is 19th on the money list. She's won over $500,000. Just 25 years old, one of the brighter stars on the LPGA Tour as well.
Yeah, those kind of numbers should get her back on the team next year. And tall girl,
yeah,
about 5'11", 6 feet, can hit it a long way, one of the longer hitters on the tour. So she'll be a fun one to watch.
And she, in Solheim Cup play in the two tournaments she's played in 2009 and 2011, she's played 8 matches. She is 4-4 in those 8 matches.
So that's nothing to be ashamed of. That's a good record.
Got a pretty good feeling. Even if she didn't get the points, that Liselotte Neumann would maybe take her as a captain's choice next year.
That's a very good possibility, depending on how she's doing, you know, let's say early summer next year, exactly.
Yeah, but you can probably bank on Anna Nordqvist being on the Solheim Cup team when the Europeans come to Colorado next year to defend.
The point system for that will run through next year's Women's British Open for both teams also, and then they'll make their decisions, and we'll be ready to go.
Good point. And Jerry will be ready to go. He's going to take us on tour when we come back. Before we leave you this time, I want to remind you, Tita Green welcoming the newest member of our radio family. A great big hello to the folks at Sports Talk 1080, the team in Orlando, Florida. The Tita Green family keeps growing.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95.
This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. We're here every Sunday at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, and Tee to Green continues. Jerry's here to take us on tour.
You know, every now and then you get somebody that wins their own tournament.
Yeah.
Davis Love trying to do that today. He's the host of the McGladrey Classic at on St. Simon's Island, just outside Savannah, is where that is, down in the Georgia area, Sea Island Resort. Love and Jim Furyk at minus 13 heading into today's final round. They're two ahead of DJ Trahan and Arjun Atwal showing up on the leaderboard here. Bud Cauley trying to win his first event. He's had played pretty well here the last few weeks also. He's at minus 10, three shots back. Women are in Incheon, South Korea for the Hana Bank Championship. Suzanne Pedersen with a big lead. You know, she's won six or seven tour events now in her day, but she's left a few out there.
She has.
However, she does have a five-shot lead going into today. Soyeon Yoo, second place at minus 8. And then Sayuri Park, Sandra Gall, Yanni Sen at minus 7. So she's got a pretty good group of people chasing her. But hopefully she'll be able to hang on there. She's one of our favorites with a five-shot lead. And if I was going to be covering an event this week, I'd want to be doing the European Tour. They're in Perth. One of the great...
Wait. That's not exactly Europe.
Well, you know what? Yeah, and a third of their tour is not in Europe. But anyway, they have cool names there, too. They're playing at the Lake Karinyup Country Club in Western Australia. A couple of Americans showed up over there, and they're in the lead. Bo Van Pelt, minus 12, one better than Jason Duffner, and another shot back, Emiliano Grillo of Argentina.
All right. Thanks,
Nate. Perth, one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Thanks, mate, for
there
that
you
update.
Go. Good on you.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks to Jamie Sadlowski, and we wish him the best of luck out there in Mesquite, Nevada this week at the RE/MAX World Long Drive Championship, sponsored by Dick's Sporting Goods. If you can catch it on ESPN3, that's Thursday, the semifinals and finals, 5 o'clock Eastern time. And thanks to Anna Nordquist for visiting with us as well. And we wish her the best of luck the rest of the year on the LPGA Tour. Scott Cuddy, our producer, the steady hand, back at the controls, back from vacation. Appreciate his hard work. And that's going to do it. Have yourself a great week. For Jerry, I'm Jay. Till next time, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight.